I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. When we talk about the mafia, it makes it sound like one giant criminal enterprise, but it's not. In Italy, for example, there's the Sicilian mafia, the Cosa Nostra. There's also the Neapolitan variety, the Camorra. Today, a different mafia group is in the news. The 'Ndrangheta is making headlines following simultaneous police raids in four countries across Europe. Some 90 people arrested in Italy, Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands. Large quantities of cocaine and ecstasy were seized. But who or what is the 'Ndrangheta? I asked Calabrian native Anna Sergi. She's the author of 'Ndrangheta, the Global Dimensions of the Most Powerful Italian Mafia.
They are a constellation of about 160, 180 clans originating from the region of Calabria in southern Italy. But the clans are very active all over the world. They are mafia type, which means that they commit crimes that range from street crime all the way to political corruption and everything in between, with usually aiming at either acquiring more power or acquiring more profits.
Yeah, and what does the word 'Ndrangheta actually mean?
'Ndrangheta means a society of honorable men. Like every mafia in southern Italy, this type of mafia is a behavior which is rooted in ideas, traditional values of honor and traditional ideas of honor, basically.
Yeah. So what was the cause for these raids and how significant are they?
These raids are not necessarily significant in the way that it might seem like 90 people is a lot, but it's really not when you actually count who among these arrested people are in directing roles within the 'Ndrangheta. I think the important thing to consider is that it's a very good sign of international cooperation. And this is not the first time in this year. So we had another big raids of arrest earlier in 2018, pretty much in the same countries. So it shows that it's finally paying off all the work that we academics have been also trying to divulge around the necessity for international cooperation for this problem, basically.
How vast is this organization?
So the organization is rooted in Calabria, and that's the main important thing to remember. So that's why we shouldn't overestimate the findings of today's operation. They have business everywhere. And by everywhere, I literally mean everywhere. The business that they have might differ. So, for example, in London, they would be mostly engaging in laundering their money through restaurants or through food delivery services or different type of activities linked to the legal economy. In Australia, they are also, in some cases, involved with political corruption. In Canada, they've been involved with the construction sector, the real estate. In New York City, they are also investing in stock exchange. It really depends on the country you mention. Certain is that their presence is a continuum. So you can't just look at one single crime and forget the organization at the back, which is usually the problem. You see drug trafficking, you arrest the drug traffickers, and then you don't understand the vaster network around it. And I think this is starting to come out.
Today, though, these raids across Western Europe seem to be focused on cocaine trafficking.
Yes. Cocaine is the number one market for the 'Ndrangheta, is how they've become as rich as they are. And it's also the reason why they have been under the radar for a long time. So the 'Ndrangheta clans involved in cocaine trafficking are constantly counting on a number of connections around the world, which allow them to be very hands-off the actual trafficking. So if you look at the way trafficking of cocaine works, you have the people who import cocaine are not the same people who traffic cocaine. So the 'Ndrangheta can count on basically others to do the visible job, while at the back of every brokerage and every buying and selling operation back in Latin America is still them. But to do that, they don't need to be there physically. They can be anywhere else in the world. So that's why they so often escaped from the radar of police.
Now, one of the men arrested today was an Italian living in Germany. He ran a restaurant, the kind of place the locals relied on for a great meal. But apparently, several members of the 'Ndrangheta had purchased restaurants and laundering their drug money through them. What kind of reaction have you been seeing from people who have been living amongst these mobsters?
Well, I mean, I don't live in Germany, so I don't know about the German situation. But I come from Calabria, and this is quite well known. having a clean face and having a clean face through very small businesses is the trademark of the 'Ndrangheta. It's very low key. It's very embedded in society. It gives you, again, a clean face. But it's not just about the restaurants. It's about, I don't know, wineries in Australia. So the Australian 'Ndrangheta owns a number of wineries. Mm. That doesn't mean that the people who know stop buying the wine. They just are aware of it and supposedly just make their own choices.
I know. One last question for you. You clearly know a lot about organized crime in Italy because of the research you do. Do you ever feel threatened because of the work you do?
Well, not in Italy, to be honest. I felt less secure in Australia and in some other places. But it's mostly because people mistake me either for a journalist, no offense. So they think I'm out to, you know, to look for a story, or they just see me as a Calabrian of origin who is somehow betraying the culture of origin, if that makes sense. And that is something big for the kind of community I come from.
Betrayal is not omerta, is it?
Yeah, no, and it's mostly about trying to explain to people that what I do is research and I want to listen to everyone. But yeah, in terms of threat, I think you end up in very awkward situations, let's say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anna Sergi, senior lecturer in criminology at the University of Essex, also the co-author of 'Ndrangheta, the Global Dimensions of the Most Powerful Italian Mafia. Thanks very much for your time.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye.